What we found out was that there were two main contaminants that had seeped into the ground, essentially. That was benzene, which is a known carcinogen, and naphthalene, which is a possible carcinogen. There was one home, one address, where naphthalene was found 41 times the screening level that the EPA had set. It wasn't in all homes, but the residents there, they've been concerned about their health. We can't say for sure, of course, that there's a causal connection between ailments like cancer or asthma and what was going on in the ground. But it's important for these residents to know exactly what's going on underneath the ground. Another thing that we found was that chlordane, which was a pesticide used to kill termites, had been used 7 years after it was banned by the EPA in 1988. And this pesticide has been linked to ovarian diseases, uterine diseases. It was linked to cancer and some fertility issues in animals in the 1980s, which is why they banned it. But they had been using that on the grounds of Laurel Bay in this marine community for 7 years afterward.
What's been the Marines' response to this?
The Marines haven't yet given a direct response to our reporting, but they have directed people to a health study that they had published in early October, where they were looking at whether there was any sort of link between the contamination and cases of pediatric cancer. You know, they said that they were only able to tally 15 cases of pediatric cancer, which didn't constitute a cancer cluster. And so they said it was very unlikely that the contamination that was going on had anything to do with pediatric cancer. I've heard from many residents who are kind of skeptical of the study.
What's being done to address the cleanup and the health issues?
The Marines have put into place this sort of multi-step, it's a tiered monitoring process in Laurel Bay, where originally when they had taken out the tanks, they had taken out the tanks systematically starting in 2007. They were doing soil testing, and so they tested to see whether there were petroleum compounds in the soil. And they found that in over 400 addresses, there was petroleum. And so they move on to several tests after that, looking at groundwater level testing, soil vapor testing. There have been wells that have put into, monitoring wells, I should say, that have been put into, I believe it's nearly 100 homes that are monitoring the levels of contamination that are at those homes. There hasn't been, to my knowledge, any sort of like systematic effort or push to screen these families that have been in Laurel Bay. I know in my inbox, I'm getting a lot more stories of people who are sick, who are wondering, you know, whether the contamination had anything to do with their illnesses. So we're definitely going to be continuing to watch the story and tell people stories.